afternoon, Northern Colorado. Welcome to the show. You're now listening to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joining me now, I couldn't be out of practice today. I was out there yesterday because we had the Rockies, but apparently they want me to do this thing every day. Kevin Lytle, though, be my eyes, Kevin. Be the wind beneath my wings. Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, my friend, good seeing you yesterday, and great to have you on the show as always.
Yeah, it was wasn't it kind of fun to have like a group of, you know, back out at a football practice, you know, doing kind of a normal media thing. Let's fingers crossed we can keep doing that. But it's nice to have kind of a normal football day,
man. And I got to tell you, and I don't know, like the regular listener knowing how this goes, but I love going to practice, and then we get to do the interviews right on the field. I'm not crazy about going back to the podium, the media room, and sitting there and waiting forever. I mean, I love it. I remember McElwain did that. Bobo did not. But it sounds like, so for me personally, it's a little selfish, but I love that side of it.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's nice and a little, honestly, I think it's a little more comfortable for the players. It's, you know, they're in their familiar territory, whereas, yeah, you know, going into the media room, it could feel a little awkward and stilted, you know, especially when, you know, one guy's in there talking, a bunch of other reporters are sitting there waiting for other people. It feels like you have a bunch of eyeballs on you. So, yeah, it's nice. I like the setup right now.
That all being said, and I got to tell you, whenever I listen to Steve Addazio talk, CSU head football coach, I get pumped up. But he's buttoning it down, right? I mean, it's a pretty tight format. I think we get to go see the last 30 minutes or so, which is really not a lot. That's kind of the football coach thing, though, isn't it? I mean, basketball coaches, it's like, dude, let's be best friends. I'll buy you a beer. Watch my practice. Here's my playbook. Football, it's like, don't even look at us, man, when we're not ready for you.
Yeah, it really is the culture of college football. It's pretty wild, and, you know, you know, it's not just a Steve Addazio thing, it's an everyone thing. You know, it's varying levels of button down almost everywhere. But yeah, I mean, I always find it very weird because, you know, coaches, you know, yeah, they talk, you know, kind of a big game about what they're doing. But let's be real, the game is fairly simple and no one is doing something that hasn't been done before. It's, you know, it comes down to execution, the players you have, but it is the culture of football. It's, you know, I guess maybe it comes with all the money that's involved and the pressure that's involved. It is a very paranoid sport. There's a lot of paranoia about, you know, teams finding out secrets about you, even though, again, there aren't really that many secrets. But yeah, it is the culture of football that I've just found so weird. And again, this is not a CSU thing. It's a college football thing or football overall. But even pros, you have more access to pro practices than college practices. So it's weird to me, but hey, we'll take what we can get.
I know down south in Boulder, I mean, they never let you see practice. So, I mean, I guess we should be happy with the 30 minutes that we get. Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, yesterday, the initial takeaway from Coach Addazio for me was special teams. I mean, that was, we talked about that like crazy. I mean, he went into length. That's the beautiful thing about Steve Addazio is once you get him going, he's not going to stop, man. I mean, he's going to really bust into it and give us some deep insight. I mean, the first player we all interviewed yesterday was Ryan Stonehouse, the punter. So, I mean, and obviously he's a stud. He could be one of the best punters in the country. But that just kind of shows you the emphasis that Coach Addazio is really going to put on special teams this season. Not to say he didn't last year, but according to him, guys just didn't buy into it.
Yeah, you're right. It was pretty funny, really. He was very fired up about that, talking about how the special teams last year made him vomit. Mm. I think he used the word vomit like three times in our interview there. It's kind of funny. And yeah, it was some interesting takeaways. I mean, he kind of blamed team culture a little bit on it, which was kind of an interesting thing. And yeah, basically, just like you said, not everyone was bought into special teams and their importance and you know, how much commitment there had to be. And, you know, Ryan Stonehouse, like you say, and he's a guy that probably should win the Ray Guy Award as the best punter in the nation, that certainly will be in the mix. You know, he said, yeah, you know, in the past years, and, you know, I think he was absolutely referring to the Bobo years as well, because they had big special teams issues as well. He said, yeah, it hasn't been a focus as much as, you know, he feels it should be. Obviously, he's a little biased, but, you know, the results are right. He has a point. And, yeah, it sure seems like a big point of emphasis this fall camp, if we want to call it that. And I was pretty intrigued to see Adazio pretty forcefully say, you know, not only are we going to be better, we're going to be amazing.
Sure.
Electric was the word he used. He basically promised that special teams will be, you know, top notch this year, which, you know, I would probably play a little more neutral line if I were him, but hey, why not? You believe in it, because that is the thing. You know, fans, I think rightfully, you're glad to hear the emphasis of it, but after seeing what they saw last year, you can only prove it on the field. So we'll see come games, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, get a little bit of a taste on how they're doing, but they certainly have to be better because they, you know, it probably cost them 2 wins out of their 4 games last year.
Yeah, and you're right. The proof will be in the pudding, but at least from what coach tells us, his focus is going to be the little things. Maybe not the little things, but attention to detail. Not really concerned, as he pointed out, not concerned about the big, you know, 30-yard bombs, touchdown passes like crazy. He's worried about special teams. He's worried about the defensive line, the offensive line, the trenches. And so it's a completely different style. And I know we've kind of talked about maybe it's not that much different because Bobo was kind of balanced. But to me, Kevin, this is a completely different frame of mind when it comes to football. And, boy, if you're a Rams fan, you just hope it all takes hold.
Yeah, it's definitely a different vibe, certainly from the Bobo era, just different styles and everything. And it's interesting just to get to watch a little bit more because, again, last year, you know, couldn't see any of it up close and personal. You know, practices were all, you know, closed off because of COVID issues and concerns and everything. And, you know, even the games, they only had 4 of them. So I kind of wrote, it's in a way a re-debut for Adazio. Like, yes, last year counts. I hate when people try and say it doesn't count. He still got paid $1.5 million to play that season, so it counts. But it is, you know, this is back more to a traditional season. So, get to see a little bit more, you know, true and more in-depth reflection on what the program is going to look like.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, yesterday, coach said I wasn't thrilled with the practice, and I guess that's got to be expected. I don't know many coaches on day one say, oh, man, today was perfect. So I expected it, but he wasn't thrilled. Was that a change yesterday? Was he happier with what he saw?
Well, we didn't get to talk to him today, just players today. But yeah, it, you know, from the little bit we saw, it looked fairly similar. Again, that was kind of at the end. And yeah, I think you tweeted this, Brady. It's kind of to be expected. It's going to be sloppy because you have, as Coach said, you're transitioning from kind of just weights workouts to actual football. And then I think you throw in just the sort of adrenaline and excitement and everything. That's obviously good to have, but tends to lead to, you know, some sloppy play. So Yeah, that's one of those. If I'm a CSU fan, I'm not very concerned that day one or day two or day three are sloppy. It's kind of part of the system. But yeah, I think, you know, that's what week one is for. That's why they start in just shells before they get in pads. You kind of get yourself back into, you know, football shape. There's a difference between adding strength and all that and being football ready. So that's kind of where they're at right now. So yeah, and that's, I think, normal early camp thing.
The three guys we got to talk to yesterday, Ryan Stonehouse, punter, Trey McBride, tight end, Scott Patchen on the defensive line. Are those the three guys? I mean, because, again, there's some talent on this team. Dante Wright, we haven't talked about. Most of the defensive line is really good. But are those the three guys, Kevin, that you look at and say, those are the ones? These are the stars that are probably going to shine the brightest throughout the season?
Yeah, I think that's probably it right there. You know, Stonehouse is an interesting one to put in there, but he
right,
really is.
I mean,
normally you don't think of a punter, but he is that good, and he's very outspoken and all that. So, yeah, and he is certainly one of those guys. And, you know, if you're trying to play a, you know, kind of a run-heavy, lean-on-your-defense type of game plan, you need your punter to be good. And then, yeah, McBride, I think he is the heartbeat of the team. You know, he's been here so long. He's the best player on the team. I mean, I think bar none. I don't think it's even close, honestly. And then, yeah, Patchen, you know, even though he's still a pretty new guy, you know, has only played 4 games at CSU, he was really good. And yeah, he's kind of one of the linchpins. If that defense and defensive line is going to be as good as we kind of think it can be, that means Patchen's going to have a, you know, an all Mountain West type of season. So yeah, I think if you're kind of starting, you know, from each unit, that is the guy from the offense, defense, and special teams.
Yeah, it is interesting. You know, we always joke and say if the punter's usually getting the press or is one of the best players, it's not a good thing. But in this instance, it's not really a laughable thing. They need to put an emphasis on special teams. Stonehouse is so good. So it kind of does make sense that Stonehouse is going to be one of your features.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's kind of funny, a funny thing. But yeah, it does make some sense. And especially after hearing the messaging from Coach Addazio, it made sense that they would probably want Ryan Stonehouse to follow it up right after that. So, and he's an interesting guy. People that don't know Ryan Stonehouse, check him out. He's very outspoken on social media, on Twitter. He very much believes in himself and his standing. He has very strong thoughts on, you know, the NCAA and everything. He's a really well-spoken kid who obviously puts a lot of thought into, you know, the game as a whole, you know, football and college athletics as a whole, not just his one role in the team. So he's a fascinating guy. I'm actually planning to write more about Ryan Stonehouse this camp, which isn't something I always do. I don't remember last punter story I did.
No, I mean, it makes sense, right? I mean, everything about the guy, the hair, of course. I mean, that's got to be that's an entire article right there. On
he was wearing
itself.
the cutoff hoodie yesterday. Like, it was all happening. It's great.
Now you get close to these players, Kevin. I mean, but did you kind of forget just how massive? I mean, Trey McBride's massive with his stuff on, with his equipment on. But when you're standing up next to him and he's got his shoulders pads off and his biceps are sticking out, poking everybody in the eye. I mean, that's just a monster of a man.
Yeah, it's always humbling to be around the football players. They remind common folks like you and I that we are small and weak.
Yes.
And it's a good. That's what I talked to Dante Wright today. I like that more because he's about my height. So that makes me feel a little better. You know, as long as we do nothing athletic and just stand there, you know, it looks okay. But yeah, guys like Patch and McBride, I am a small man.
Oh my goodness! Well, we had Ellison in here in the studio, and I feel like I'm tiny compared to him, and it's terrifying. But that's why I always tell him I'm not gonna call you out for anything, man. Not when you're in studio. We'll wait till that's on the phone. We'll do that side of it. But yeah, I had to crack up yesterday. Mr. Neves out there said, "There's one thing you can count on the reporters to find is shade and free food." And of course, we did. We flocked to the shade as soon as we left the field.
Yeah, luckily it was a little cooler during practice today because, yeah, it was pretty hot yesterday. And actually, that's, you know, the team is certainly going through that. You see a lot of cramping right now. I think guys that have spent, you know, their little bit of off time, you know, on the East Coast and out of elevation, I think are getting a stern reminder of the need to overhydrate at elevation.
Yeah, no question about it. Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And what else stuck out to you, Kevin? I mean, the special teams thing is what I keep harping on because it is something that absolutely has to be fixed if this team wants to have any kind of success because we saw how bad it was last year. Anything else stick out to you?
I mean, the quarterback question is, you know, it's kind of cliche to keep going to quarterbacks, but it's still important and will, you know, it's hard to win in modern college football or any football without good quarterback play. So that's going to be a big thing. You know, Todd Senteo, you know, it's well documented some of his struggles last year, but he still seems to be the guy. You know, Steve Addazio sure talked him up yesterday. Matt Valici, the Boston College transfer, you know, I'm told is definitely a solid player who will definitely challenge Todd as well. But, you know, that's going to be one to follow. You know, it definitely seems like Todd's team right now, but that's one to track. And again, you know, it's kind of cliche to go back to, but it's also very true. It's very hard to win in football without good quarterback play. So that's going to be one to follow.
It really is. You know, I know a lot of Rams fans are pretty skeptical going in and just trying to, you know, we've talked a lot about special teams. We've talked about the trenches, the O-line, specifically the D-line. We haven't talked a whole heck of a lot about the quarterback. And again, we had a small sample size last year, and he was in kind of a quarterback competition with Patrick O'Brien. So I guess you can look at that two ways. We don't know much about him, or the fact that we're not really discussing him a whole heck of a lot. Should that be concerning?
Yeah, and I think it's hard to say right now, too early to say. Like I say, everyone we've talked to speaks highly of Todd. It seems like he's a popular guy in the locker room, a well-liked guy. But yeah, it's, again, kind of like we talked about the special teams. There's an aspect of we're going to have to see it, you know, in live action to know for sure because, you know, practice is practice, and obviously you need to be successful there, but, you know, more importantly, need to be successful in games. So If Todd is the starter come September 3rd or whatever day that is, you know, it'll come down to how he performs out there. But yeah, the team certainly seems to like him and what he can bring to the table. And in his, I guess, defense, we'll call it, coming in as the transfer last year with COVID and everything, that is a very hard way to transition to a new team. You can't do, you know, a lot of the things you normally would do. So for him and any other transfer, that's pretty hard. So a full off season definitely is not going to hurt his chances of succeeding.
Yeah, no question. We heard Trey McBride talk about that yesterday, just working with him individually and how those are going to be steps that are certainly going to help him out. I mean, anytime you can work with a stud tight end like that, you think it's only going. We always say that in football, right? Tight end, a good running back, those are always quarterback's best friends. And boy, it's something when you can have the best in the country, specifically according to Steve Addazio.
Yeah, and obviously, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that if CSU is going to have a good season, that's going to need and mean that Trey McBride has had a very productive season receiving. So you have to have that if you want to succeed. If Trey McBride doesn't have a good year, I struggle to find a way that CSU would have a good year.
Kevin, last one. Is Trey McBride, like right now, before we even get in the season, is he a first-rounder?
Gosh, I mean, I'll be honest, I haven't looked through the depth of the position and other positions. I think that'll be hard just because, you know, tight ends, you'll get some in the first round, certainly, but there's going to be competition. But it wouldn't shock me either. I think he'll get in that conversation because, kind of like Coach Addazio was saying, he does, obviously everyone sees the receiving, and that's important, but all the blocking and things he does there that, you know, maybe your average fan isn't paying attention to during a game, NFL teams are going to drool about that. So he's going to be picked high. I'm not sure if it's first round, but he's going to be up there pretty fast, I think.
Yeah, if he can have a monster year and the Rams can get some success, maybe to the point of winning enough to get to a bowl game, then you got to think that stock just keeps on rising. Kevin, my friend, it was great seeing you. I look forward to the season. I don't know how much I'm going to get out there until regular season practice starts, because maybe you can pull some strings. They scheduled the end of practice right during the show. So, I mean, can you work some magic for me?
I don't understand how they didn't work around the whole show.
I don't understand it.
I mean, that's rough. I'm talking to some people for you, Brady.
Yeah.
We're going to see what we can have happen, but yeah, that's just tough right there.
Yeah, can you just make that your first question next time you talk to Addazio and just say, hey, what's going on, and then see what he says. I'm sure he'll be fine with it. I'm sure I can tell he'll be great.
Yeah, excuse me, what's your problem with the whole show?
Yeah, what's going on with that, Steve?
Is it Brady specifically or just the show overall? I'll get to the bottom.
Yeah, you figure it out and see if we can adjust the schedule a little bit, and we'll make it work. And preferably like 8, you know, see if they'd get in there a little earlier, and we'll get some work done. Kevin, appreciate it, man. Love following your stuff, and we'll be in touch.
Sounds great, Brady. Always fun talking to you.
All right, man. That's Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. What is that? I got to go yesterday because the Rockies were playing, so that worked out. Yeah, I mean, practice. We get to see the last 30 minutes. It's typically 11:30, so we get to go see from like 11 to 11:30, and then we have to leave while Coach does his speech to the players and stuff, and then we come back. And so by the time we're done, they were done earlier today. I think we were done around 12:30. Yesterday. So, I mean, come on. I got a show to do. The show must go on, Colfax. You know, and then next week, but we have, maybe I'm backwards on this, but I think Tuesday is CSU's media day. So I'm going out for that. And then Wednesday is UNC's media day. Tuesday, I'll have to figure out a fill-in. Wednesday, Rockies play. So I'll be able to get out. But it's, I love media day. I just absolutely love it. And for my records, this is one of the first UNC media days I really remember getting everybody together. Just, again, there's quite a bit of excitement surrounding both of these programs right now, specifically UNC, though. 24 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to talk more about CSU. What did Addazio say? Why is he the most entertaining coach in the state? We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Code Now keeps you up to speed on what's happening on a local level. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.